Game 4 in Indiana. So I played Charles Barkley last hour, talking about how that game was over when it wasn't. Here was Kenny Smith on TNT, impressed how deep Tibbs went with the bench as we saw what happened and what transpired on Sunday.
Thibodeau wouldn't play nine guys in a baseball game. So, like, they...
That's a line right there.
I'm surprised that...
Bars.
Surprised that he has done that.
Well, he did, and some for need and some because he was looking for different things to do. And it worked out as the Knicks won that game, coming back from 20 down again. That's the third time they've done that.
No campaign. Thank God.
He had one game.
He's very hot and cold.
Game one against the Pistons.
He won game one against the Pistons, and thank God he did it.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, he has been brutal since then.
And here was Jalen Brunson. We talk about, you know, the deficits and the runs. He talks about the game within the game.
There's always going to be a lot of things that happen throughout a game. And so you can say, yeah, we can implement a plan to where he doesn't have to wait until the fourth quarter, but everything happens throughout a game where you have to respond, you have to react, you have to adjust.
And the Knicks have done that.
That shot
well.
He made to put him up 198. We're looking at it on CBS Sports Network right now. That was a great shot.
Yes, it was.
I'm surprised he wasn't fouled on that. I mean,
he probably was. They didn't call it.
I mean, the point is like the Pacers are going at him to get him into foul trouble.
Sure.
And he's got to be a little bit smarter than that earlier in the game, so he doesn't put himself in the foul trouble. But if they're going to continue to drive at him, I mean, and they're going to call these fouls, I mean, that should be a foul.
He's bumped and on the floor.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Here was OG Anunoby dealing with these big deficits as they have.
We don't want to be down 20, but sometimes it's just how it happens. And we know it's a game of runs, so I guess we just lock in and go on a run of our own.
And doesn't seem like they're ever out of a ball game, that's for sure.
You know what? When you see him and you see Pascal Siakam play, you understand why they were NBA champions. You know, with Toronto.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the main things that I brought up when OG came here and people didn't like that trade early on. I was like, you didn't watch him in that finals then, because I was doing the national show and watched a ton of that series, but I don't think so. I think that was after that. But this guy, I mean, he was unbelievable in clutch time there, and obviously Siakam as well, who got off to an insane start in game two. Just stupid stuff. I mean, these guys, Nesmith in game one and Siakam in game two, just... it's like hilarious how unconscious they were in a bad way.
And in that game, too, your guy Kevin Harlan made waves and went viral as the play kind of came towards towards the table.
And that's what I'm talking about. Good action right there.
I'm wet. I'm dirty. Oh, my. Stuff all over the place, and here comes Brunson again.
Yeah, so if you don't know what's going on, you're like, what the hell is he talking about? But then you know he's got stuff spilled on him and everything else, but... I'm wet.
I think if I were an announcer at an NBA game sitting courtside, I would not have a drink near me or anything.
But you need something, though.
How about you?
I always have a water, but you have to.
But are you down on the floor?
Depends. In most cases?
Or?
No. Hey, I would say it's 50%.
Well, I mean, put the thing down by your foot. Put the water down.
Yeah. Why don't you have a water bottle with a cap on it? How about that?
You do, but sometimes you need a cup of tea or coffee.
Yeah.
It sucks. You need it, though. But you're right. It can get dicey over there.
Have you ever gotten hit in the face with a basketball?
No, but I've caught it twice.
Yeah.
Did you see the video that got sent to us now a million times? This the latest one?
No.
I feel like it's fake, though. This guy hits a ball off a tree, and it hits him in the face, and he's like gasping for air. And his like girlfriend or wife is like, are you okay? And he's like, because it like came back and hit him in the throat.
I did not see that one. It's shocking because I see the other 4 million that
get
sent
that
to me.
One sent to you?
No, I didn't see that.
I'll show you in the break.
I did not see that. Meantime, on the Ringer podcast, Bill Simmons had John Stewart as a guest, and they were talking after that terrible game one loss that the Knicks had, but they gave up the 14-point lead late, the 9-point lead with 58 seconds to go, and this is how that went.
What do you think 1993 Mike and the Mad Dog would have said about that loss last night?
Mike, waste of time. These guys are...
Dog.
That is the most humongous loss the Knicks have ever had.
Dog, they're never going to... you're never going to see a loss like that again in the garden. I haven't gone to the garden since 1908. I saw Tony fight Dempsey. I saw Tony fight Dempsey.
So you get that hurts my ears.
So that's John Stewart with Simmons. And here's talking about how the station has now changed.
Well, now the fan used to listen to the fan. It seems like some of it is a little performative because the clips are really funny.
Yeah. It also has to be. You know,
there's two ball guys just like absolutely losing their mind over the protection behind Aaron Judge or what, that Juan Soto seems unhappy.
Yeah.
Well, he's paying attention. That's for sure.
He is.
We've got a lot of bald guys here, though. You know,
we do, but we've got one where two of them are in the same time slot.
That is true, but you got Tiki and you got Sean. Two bald guys.
Yeah, but Evan's the host there, not Sean.
But Al Hughes.
Got Al.
You're but yeah, right, it's probably BT and Sal, but yes.
Especially with the Soto stuff.
Of course, 100%.
I mean, there are a bunch of bald guys running around here. I mean, Jock Alones, he's bald.
Yeah, but he's not talking. Yeah.
We're
talking
about
hosts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And works at the other station, not here, technically.
True. Okay. All right, I'm sorry.
But Sal, BT, Tiki, Sean, who else?
Al.
Right. That might be it. Is Keith bald? No.
No.
He's got hair.
He's got wonderful hair.
Marash has hair.
Yeah. No, Sean doesn't have hair. Lou Gower's got hair. Sean's bald.
What's
that? Marash is bald. Lou Gower's got
hair. Not Marash. McMonagle. Sorry.
Oh, McMonagle. Yeah.
Yes, McMonagle.
He's got also great hair still to this day.
Doesn't have a neck.
He does also say the shows are not perfect here at this station.
Oh, okay.
But.
You don't know who's talking, and they're all at the same pitch.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of cacophony. And like you say, pretty performative, pretty obviously takes with like kind of holes in them. Still fun to listen to.
So he's still out there tuning us in.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everybody knows who's talking on this show, right?
I hope so.
I was going to say, that would be a little bit... I mean, there's a lot of voices on the afternoon show. And sometimes, if you don't know the guys, you get a little confused occasionally. But
I would like to think that we are very careful about talking over one another. Every now and again, that does happen.
Mm.
But it's few and far between.
Yeah.
That's Boomer, by the way, talking.